The bad report came out. If the U.S. fell victim to an attack involving weapons of mass destruction, the Justice Department would not be prepared to respond. And that's the conclusion of this report put out yesterday by the agency's Inspector General. Randy Larson is the CEO of the Weapons of Mass Destruction Center, and he joins us now for what this is all about. Randy, good morning.
Morning, Tom.
So what is this all about?
Well, first of all, let's give both sides this report, because the Inspector General, it's gotten all the headlines, is saying that the Department of Justice is not prepared, which was not surprising. Last year, I was the executive director of the WMD Commission, led by Senator Bob Graham and Senator Jim Talent, and you know, we gave an F for America. It was federal, state, and local governments and executive and legislative branches and the private sector in being prepared to respond to a biological attack, which is really one of the two major WMDs, that and nuke. And so it was not surprising to see this report come out. However, we should say right up front, they made it very clear that the FBI is an organization within the Department of Justice that is prepared. They said they're adequately, was the word they used, prepared for this, and that they have plans, they have handbooks. I mean, you know, there's one thing to have a plan, but all you get down to the handbooks, the checklist that the people really need out in the field, and more importantly, they test them. They involve in lots of exercises and whatever. And so the assessment was that the FBI would respond. Now, the FBI's mission, remember, if there were a nuke in a city or sophisticated biological attack, the FBI is there to figure out attribution, who did it. Back during the Cold War, Tom, you know, Soviet missiles carrying nuclear weapons or biological weapons would have come with return addresses. We would have known who to shoot back at. That's the problem here in the 21st century. The most likely, if we get a nuclear attack in a city or a sophisticated biological attack, we're not going to really know who did it. So the role that the FBI is going to play in that very difficult environment is incredibly important, helping us figure out who did it. However, the Department of Justice has a much larger mission other than just the FBI, and that's what this report was talking about. It's tied to, they've broken this down for emergency response into what they call emergency support functions. Everybody uses the acronym ESS. And one of those emergency support functions, I believe it's number 13, is about public safety and security. And that is the job of the Department of Justice. A lot of agencies, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, DEA, Marshal Service. And they are the ones who got this very poor grade. And
but Randy, where does Homeland Security and FEMA, where do they fit into the whole picture?
Oh, well, yeah, they have many responsibilities, but not for public safety and security. I mean, DHS is the one that's really responsible for putting together this whole ESF thing, you know. So, like, number one is transportation. So DOT is in charge of that. Then you have, you know, communications and public works, and you got medical care delivery. Well, that's Health and Human Services. And what DHS's job is, they're the integrator that says, okay, well, we need help in this, we need help in that, and here's who's responsible. So this is a very good system. It's part of the National Response Framework, and it also tries to bring in the state and local assets. Well, so one of the big jobs here is at the Department of Justice, they got this very failing grade, was their law enforcement that they're supposed to coordinate. Well, who's in charge of it in DOJ? Well, it's the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau. And guess what? They haven't had a leader, well, in this entire administration, they haven't had one yet. And there was a gap at the end of the Bush administration. So they're saying, well, they don't have plans. They're not training. They don't have checklists for people to use. The agents they interviewed and stuff, they said, no, we don't really know what we would do in that sort of emergency. Well, it sounds like to me one of the first things we need to get fixed is get a leader in at ATF, DOJ. The Attorney General has said ATF is going to lead all of DOJ for this law enforcement effort. Now, once again, separate from the FBI doing the investigation, but there's a lot of law enforcement challenges after a big weapon goes off in a city.
And we're talking
and right now, we don't have a leader. We don't have a plan.
Yeah. Let me just say who you are here for a second. Yeah. We're speaking with Randy Larson. He's CEO of the Weapons of Mass Destruction Center. And when I read the IG report, what I see is a failure to appoint someone to be in charge. Now, you mentioned there's no ATF director, and we should add explosives to that. They got that a few years ago. I think David Letterman said that sounds like the most fun agency there is. And but even within the hierarchy under the director, there would be someone who, as a sub-function, would have that coordinating role, and there's no one doing that either.
Absolutely right. And so without leadership, that's one of the things we pointed out in our report at the WMD Commission. If you just look at the field of bioterrorism response, which is where we gave one of the failing grades, there are today 24 presidentially appointed Senate-confirmed individuals with some responsibility for biodefense. That's very senior people in the government, okay? I know most of your listeners are pretty sophisticated with the federal government, but presidentially appointed Senate-confirmed people, those are the real decision-makers in this town. There's 24 of them with some responsibility for biodefense. Not one, Tom, has it for a full-time job, and no one's in charge. That's why we're having that problem, and we're seeing the same symptom right here in ATF. Like you said, first of all, we don't have an ATF leader, a director, and then we don't have anyone who's supposed to be in charge of that ATF WMD program, which is supposed to coordinate all of the Department of Justice. So, yeah, you can see why this was a pretty discouraging report. And from what I read, there was not an objection. A lot of times an IG report will come out, and then there'll be all kinds of the
howls.
That agency say, well, that's not true, and you didn't look at this. From what I saw, there were no objections to this report. I mean, it's pretty much accepted. Yep, this is correct.
And judging from the way you described that mission and those jobs, that would really take a Senate-confirmed person to have the juice to make things happen.
Well, yes. And actually, there is a Senate-confirmed individual, and that's called the Attorney General. So ultimately, it's his responsibility. I mean, ultimately, he's the one that got the failing grade here because he's responsible for the entire Department of Justice. Now, yes, we do need to get a head of ATF appointed. And so what's the new acronym for that now? Is it ATFE, you say?
Well, it's Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. So that word got added a few years ago. And so I think that was after 9/11 when there was some rejiggering of the whole federal bureaucracy at that point.
I remember seeing a T-shirt in Texas one time that said alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, and then down the little letters at the bottom it said, who's got the chips? You know, it sounds like a party in Texas. But no, so it's a pretty serious problem, and I imagine it has the attention of the Attorney General this morning. I know he's got a lot on his plate. He's pretty busy right now. That's one of the problems we have, Tom. You know, there's things going on all the time. There's this big spill in the Gulf.
Right.
There are illegal people coming across our border. There's drugs. The Attorney General is very busy, as are a lot of other cabinet secretaries in this town. And when they look at, a nuke in a city or a sophisticated biological weapon, well, that's kind of remote. So that just gets pushed to the side because there's so many things in their in-basket. You know, we always refer to it as shooting the wolf closest to the sled. Well, this one's kind of, probably not going to happen during my term. Secretary Chertoff used to talk about that was his biggest problem dealing with Congress, is some of these really big challenges we have that could really affect the nation. Well, it's probably not going to happen in my term, so let me deal with something else.
So it's called kicking the can down the road a little bit.
But this is the one that could really threaten the nation, WMD attacks in our cities. We have to be prepared for them. So hopefully this IG report, that's what it's supposed to do, report to the American public and the press so we can look at this. Hopefully it'll put some attention on it and get this fixed.